After steering Apex Island into Lake Superior, Kevin thought that the Pinnacle had been vanquished once and for all. Unfortunately, Kevin realized the battle was far from over when Dark Kevin attacked yet again. Sharing the same powers, Kevin and Dark Kevin were locked in a stalemate that went on and on until, finally, Dark Kevin was stabbed in the chest with the help of none other than Lily. Although Dark Kevin matched Kevin's physical strength, the one thing he could never obtain was the same thing that did him in, true love. After delivering the fatal blow, Lily's water suddenly broke. Kevin could hardly believe his eyes. Even after facing countless villains and plots to take over the world, he had never felt fear as intensely as he did in this moment. As if his brain was misfiring, he seemed frozen and overwhelmed and could barely get his words out.
We have to hurry, Kevin, Lily interrupted. We have to get to the hospital right away.
As the words left her mouth, Kevin shook off his fear and leapt into action. Don't worry, he said. We'll be there before you know it. Just hang on, all right? With that, Kevin scooped Lily up into his arms and used his telekinesis to launch himself into the air. As they soared over the city, Lily looked down and made sense of the latest accomplishment of her husband, who never ceased to amaze her.
Well, that's new, she remarked. You can fly now?
Kevin chuckled as he swerved to avoid a cloud. When there's an emergency, I can summon the power, he said. I'll never have to sit in traffic again. Just then, Lily felt another fierce contraction.
Oh gosh, the twins are ready, Kevin. Are we almost there?
Kevin nodded. I can see the hospital on the horizon. Hang in there just a couple more minutes, Lily. We're almost at the beginning of the rest of our lives. Lily exhaled deeply to manage the mounting pain. Then she suddenly thought of someone.
Mother Dorothy, she exclaimed. Kevin, you have to call my mother and tell her what's happening.
Kevin groaned. Why spoil the best moment of our lives by inviting her? Lily reached up and slapped his face. She wasn't kidding around.
She's my mother, Kevin. She has to be here. Please.
Well, my arms are a little full at the moment, said Kevin. Without skipping a beat, Lily pulled out her cell phone, dialed Dorothy's number, and held it up to Kevin's ear as another labor pain caused Lily to yelp and wince. The phone only rang once before Dorothy answered.
Lily, she began, is everything all right?
Dorothy, it's Kevin. Lily's water broke just a moment ago and we're on our way to the hospital. Meet us there if you can. On the other end of the line, Kevin could hear Dorothy begin hustling her way out the door.
Oh my gosh, really? I'll be right there, she exclaimed.
Dorothy was clearly so thrilled at the news that within a few hours she'd be a grandmother that she didn't even take time to lob an insult at Kevin. A few moments later, Kevin came in for a smooth landing right in front of the hospital's automatic door. Waiting for a bus to pick him up by the door, a young man in a wheelchair could hardly believe his eyes.
Were you just flying? He asked incredulously. How the heck did you do that?
Kevin cracked a smile as he rushed Lily through the door.
Oh, you know, eat your fruits and vegetables, he said.
Thankfully, Dr. Serafina Willow was in the lobby right as they rushed in. It was as if she had been there waiting for Kevin and Lily for hours. Dr. Willow, it's time. Lily's water just broke. Dr. Willow turned her head toward them and grinned very slightly.
Well, we've been waiting a very long time for this, haven't we?
Quick, she said. We need to move her into the delivery ward. Kevin gripped Lily's hand as she sat down in a wheelchair and was quickly rushed to a delivery room by two orderlies. Just as Lily was being lifted into a bed, Dorothy appeared around the corner and rushed into the room with frantic energy.
Oh God, it's happening, she exclaimed. I'm here, Lily, I'm right here.
Lily grabbed Dorothy's hand and squeezed it tight.
I know you are, Mom. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Just then, Dr. Willow burst into the room wearing scrubs and a hairnet.
Make way, people. I'm going to need all the space I can get, she said. In fact, for Lily's sake, you might be better off waiting in the lobby.
Kevin made a confused face. And miss the birth of my children? No way, he said. Dr. Willow let out a frustrated sigh.
Fine. Try to keep it together then, she said. There's going to be a lot of blood, but it's nothing to worry about.
Suddenly, Kevin felt a sinking feeling in his stomach. Why would Dr. Willow try to scare us out of the room like that? She knows how important this moment is to all of us. Something doesn't seem quite right. Just then, Dorothy scowled as Dr. Willow rolled her chair up to Lily.
"Aren't you going to wash your hands or put on gloves first?" Dorothy asked.
Dr. Willow's face was starting to look quite impatient. "Look, I don't need this," she said. "If you're going to tell me how to do my job, then you can wait outside."
"Don't talk to my mother like that," Lily snapped. "What's gotten into you, Dr. Willow?"
"Nothing," Dr. Willow snapped back. "Just sit back and try to relax, Lily. This will all be over soon." Suddenly, a familiar voice shouted from the back of the room.
"Don't let that woman anywhere near Lily."
When Kevin turned over his shoulder, he felt his heart skip a beat. Standing there in the doorway was none other than Juanita Hernandez, the devilish woman who had, just a few weeks ago, tried to steal Lily's babies right out of her womb in a fetal abduction scheme. Like a true guardian, Kevin stood up and stopped her at the door.
"It's you who shouldn't be here, Juanita. I should have known you'd try to stop this pregnancy one last time."
"You don't understand, Kevin," Juanita replied. "I'm not Juanita. It's me, Dr. Willow."
Then she pointed at the imposter and shouted, "That's the real Juanita. She stole my face, Kevin, and her face on my head in return." Suddenly, the reality of the situation hit Kevin like a ton of bricks. He remembered that the face-off machine had been stolen from the World's Fair exhibition right before the Pinnacle invaded. Amid all the chaos, he had completely forgotten. Just then, Kevin was snapped back into the moment by a blood-curdling scream.
"Kevin, she's trying to steal the twins!"
When Kevin looked over, he saw Juanita reaching for a surgical knife.
"Not on my watch," he exclaimed.
As Kevin approached Juanita, she jumped up from her seat and pointed her blade at Kevin.
"Back off, Kevin," she said. "You've had this coming for a long time. You ruined my life when you murdered my two sons, and now it's my turn for retribution."
In the blink of an eye, Kevin disarmed her and pushed her up against the wall. "Coming after me is one thing, but going after my wife and kids is unforgivable. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't kill you right now." Juanita squirmed to break free but couldn't escape Kevin's firm hold.
"I would have made a better parent to these children than the two of you combined. I would have raised them perfectly. You have so many enemies, Kevin. How can you be sure your children will ever be truly safe?"
Kevin frowned. "I think I'll take my chances. Take a nap, Juanita," he said as he karate chopped her across the neck, instantly dropping her to the floor. "Somebody get her out of here, please." As a pair of hospital workers dragged Juanita out of the room, Lily felt another contraction and let out an agonized moan, prompting the real Dr. Willow, the one who still looked like evil Juanita Hernandez, but who had the hands of a world-renowned surgeon, to spring into action.
"It's now or never," she exclaimed as she rolled her chair in front of Lily.
"Push! Lily, push!" Dr. Willow yelled. As Lily pushed harder and harder, her screams became louder and sweat began to pour down her face. Kevin and Dorothy gripped her hands tight, encouraging her every step of the way. For hours, Lily pushed and pushed until all of the sudden, Dr. Willow could see the first signs of life creeping into the world.
"She's crowning! This is it!" she yelled.
Kevin's heart plunged into his stomach as he looked down and saw Dr. Willow grasping at his newborn's head. Throughout his adventures, he had faced many terrifying things, but all of a sudden, his stomach was tied in more knots than ever before. Dr. Willow looked up and saw Kevin's face starting to pale.
"Kevin, stay with me. Are you all right?"
Kevin nodded. "Yes. Yes, I'm fine, just feeling a little lightheaded is all."
Just then, Kevin's leg turned to jello, and he hit the ground with a sudden thud. Dorothy rolled her eyes and turned her attention back to Lily.
"Men!"
she muttered, under her breath, though what she really meant was,
"Kevin!"
The next thing Kevin remembered was Dorothy's voice stirring him awake.
"Kevin? Kevin, wake up! There's someone I think you should meet."
As Kevin's eyelids began to blink, all he could register was a warm, glowing light, But as his eyes adjusted and the room came into focus, he beheld the most beautiful scene he had ever seen in his life. There, in front of him, Lily was lying back in the hospital bed, peaceful as an angel. And in her arms, Kevin saw that she was cradling a baby against her chest. When he first laid his eyes on Lily and the baby, miracle was the first word that came to mind. He was so enamored by the sight that it took him a moment to remember that Lily had been pregnant with twins. "Hold on," he said, "where's the other one?" Right on cue, Dr. Willow approached Kevin and handed him the second baby, swaddled in a baby blue blanket. As Kevin took his son into his arms, he was filled with something he'd never felt before. For a moment, he tried to identify what this new feeling might be called, but in the end, there were no words to describe it. Looking at Lily, he could sense that she felt it too. Whatever this new feeling was, it was warm, disarming, and sacred. "Lily, I can't believe it," he said. "I've never felt this way in my entire life." Lily giggled as Kevin nestled up beside her.
"Me neither, Kevin. It's beautiful, isn't it? It feels like my entire life was leading up to this moment. Like this right here is what life's really about."
A single tear rolled down Kevin's cheek as he stared into the eyes of newly beloved children. Reaching down, the baby in his arms reached up and latched onto his finger, bringing a smile to his face.
"A boy and a girl," Lily remarked. "What should we name them?"
Kevin was so busy saving the world these past few months that he had never stopped to think about it. "How about Aaron and Dennis?" said Kevin. Lily looked up at him and smiled.
"What made you think of those names?" she asked.
Kevin shrugged. "They just have a nice ring to them, don't you think? Little Aaron having a tea party with her stuffed animals. Little Dennis scraping his knee." Lily's eyes began to twinkle as she imagined little Aaron and Dennis running around the house playing make-believe and building forts out of pillows.
"I like it," she said. "Dennis and Aaron, it is."
After giving Kevin and Lily some personal space, Dorothy approached the bed and crossed her arms with a friendly grin. "There, Kevin, was that so hard?" she said with a bit of light-hearted sarcasm. When Kevin looked up at her, he felt nothing but love. His mother-in-law, Dorothy, the invading forces of the pinnacle. Nothing could possibly spoil a moment as sweet as this. It was the happiest Kevin had ever been in his entire life. Thus ends the story of Kevin Williams and his Insta Empire. We hope you enjoyed Kevin's rise to power and his many globe-trotting adventures. Listen to more captivating shows on the Pocket FM app. Stay tuned for more.